Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, for the whole show, Sharon Angle, Republican candidate for the United States Senate. It's all coming up next on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Is your child happy in school? There is another way. Bluefield Prep is a values-driven college preparatory school for grades 3 through 12 that offers affordable instruction completely online and puts the power to direct your child's education back in your hands. Whether your child needs to be more challenged or your child needs more time than a traditional classroom allows, Bluefield Prep has a solution to fit. Call today to receive the free pamphlet, A Parent's Guide to Online Education. Join thousands of other families who are taking control of their child's education by discovering online education. Bluefield Prep offers a fully accredited academic program overseen by a team of qualified, caring instructors. Bluefield Prep even offers an early college option that can save thousands in college tuition. So call the number below today for your free pamphlet, A Parent's Guide to Online Education, with no obligation, or go online to bluefieldprep.com. Every child deserves to be happy in school, so don't wait. Call Bluefield Prep now. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Dr. Grimes. I specialize in alternative treatment for chronic pain. This treatment stimulates the body to repair damaged, painful areas. This is a non-surgical and permanent treatment for chronic pain. Every year, thousands and thousands of patients go through painful, ineffective surgeries. Think about that. Why go through a major operation when a simpler treatment can solve your pain issues? Call Pinnacle Pain Medicine at 841-7246 for an appointment.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
This interview segment is sponsored by the Nevada Motor Transport Association. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're very pleased to welcome back to the program Sharon Angle, the Republican candidate for the United States Senate. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Sam.
Thank you. I Googled you yesterday, and Googling your name, there were 2.5 million responses. And since the campaign has been going, you've raised almost $3 million. Your thoughts on that?
It's been wonderful. You know, we spend everything through the primary, so we had nothing, and we needed to get our message out on the air. So I went immediately up and asked people, you know, Harry Reid says he needs 25 million. I need a million people with $25 to go to SharonAngle.com and send money. They have been so responsive, and that's what you're seeing on the website, is that ticker just going, because people really understand, as you do as well, that this is a national campaign, that the whole nation is looking at us, and really I've heard from many, many people saying the future of the nation rides on you. Of course, that's not true. The future of the nation perhaps rides on the whole state of Nevada and the voters here.
The Huffington Post yesterday was reporting that Sarah Palin is about to endorse you. What do you know about that?
She did yesterday.
So it is official now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to get to some of the issues. And what I did was instead of going through all of the press releases and all of the nonsense that's been out there, I wanted to ask you specific questions about specific things. And so I thought the easiest way to do that was to go to your website and ask you questions from there. The Social Security Trust Fund holds $2.5 trillion of government account series bonds, or essentially IOUs. You said that you want the government to pay that money back to Social Security, keep the money in a lockbox. Where are we going to get $2.5 trillion?
Well, we could make a very good start on it if we would use the $500 billion that's left in the stimulus, $500 billion coming back from the TARP, and about $100 billion in unspent appropriations. That's $1.1 trillion. That would certainly be a good down payment, and it would show the people of Nevada and also of the nation that we're going in the right direction. We don't have a lack of money in our country. What we have is a lack of confidence. People and corporations, businesses are all holding back right now. They could get into the job, which they do best, which is create jobs, but they're holding back because they just don't know what the government's going to do next. They see a fog over Washington, D.C. of more taxation and regulation in the form of letting those tax cuts expire. That's an Obama tax increase, really. And then also cap and trade has them worried because of the effects that Obamacare has already had on the economy. So they're holding back. And what we want them to do is have some confidence and bring us out of this recession. And that's the only way we can do it, is to be moving proactively through policy that pays back on the deficits.
Right,
Social Security is a deficit.
But the Chinese government is the one that's funding our economy at this point in time. If we were to take that kind of money that you're referring to, wouldn't that just increase the borrowing that we would be making from the Chinese?
I think because we were making the payback on the deficit, the Chinese would even have a little more confidence. You know, we're not just seeing a lack of confidence in our dollar here at home, but abroad we're seeing that same lack of confidence, and we really need to do something that sends the clear message that we are going to cut back on the deficits and cut the spending.
I want to go in another area with this. You said that you want the government to cut spending and pay off the national debt. That currently stands at $13.3 trillion. Over what period of time do you envision us being able to pay that back?
Well, we didn't get here all in one day, and so, of course, we have to have a long-term plan. My plan is that we should cut back at 5% per year for the next 5 years and do it in an A, B, and C prioritized manner, A being those things that really the federal government should be spending money on. B's and C's are those things that the government is now spending money on, but perhaps would be better spent in the states, or at least the policies made better in the states under the 10th Amendment. We're seeing states that are now taking their 10th Amendment and using it. Missouri said Mo says no to O, and we all know about Arizona with their secure borders. So Missouri saying we're not going to do Obamacare in our state, and Arizona going back to constitutional principles. When you do that and you begin to cut back 5% per year for the next 5 years, again, you're clearing that fog. Businesses can now see down the road, and they're saying we can have a little confidence in our government because we know what the rules are.
Okay, tell me a couple of the B's and C's.
B's for me are those things that are probably important but better done by the state. C's are things that have failed or are not things that government should be involved in at all. So in my B list would be things like the Department of Education, Department of Energy. Those are much better done in the 10th Amendment way by the states. The closer that we spend that money to the local level, with the policy makers being teachers and parents right there in the classroom, when you're spending your money in the classroom, you're going to get better education. And so that's kind of a B priority. C priorities are things like the unconstitutional czars. You know, the president can have as many friends as he likes, but I shouldn't have to pay for them. He wants to make appointments. They should go through the process of being confirmed by the Congress. And if they're not, then they're just friends.
The Reagan administration tried to get rid of the Department of Education, that. Wasn't able to accomplish it in 8 years. What kind of, and Ron Paul has talked on this program about wanting to do the same kinds of things, but he says it has to be done over the long term. Beyond even a presidential term. Your thoughts on that?
Well, like I said, my first proposal would be 5% per year for the next 5 years, and that is to give that opening for businesses to begin to say, I can do what I do best. The other thing is that when we start to pull that money back into the states then will need to pick up the places that the Department of Education has actually been making policy and make the policy themselves. I think they're able to do that. Like you said, this is not a new idea with me.
Right, but the bottom line is that there are very few states in this country that have a balanced budget at this point in time. You look at the state of Nevada, almost half of our budget is going to be missing going into the next biennium. How could the states possibly accomplish that?
Well, it's always a matter of prioritizing your spending, and that's why I alluded to the priorities. The priorities for me, having an education background, the priority for me is the classroom. That should be our number one priority, and the money should be spent there. When we start talking about cuts, we should never start talking about cuts at the classroom level. The cuts should be made in places that are support to those classrooms that perhaps need to be privatized, like custodial or the lunch program, the bus program, things that we could put into the private sector that don't have that impact right there in the classroom. They're things that education has gotten involved in. But even beyond that, we know that there are administrative policy-making agencies, even at the state level, that are probably need to be trimmed right there. It always looks to me like they're trying to trim in the classroom, and they're paying the lowest salaries in the classroom, and those higher salaries are going to administration and bureaucracy. That's really an upside-down picture. If we want good education, it should be
okay, we have to take a break,
at the classroom.
But a quick answer, though. I mean, aren't we seeing that naturally crumble when you see these huge deficits that the majority of states are suffering?
I would hope that bureaucracy and administrative overhead that we see would be crumbling, because we truly can't afford it.
All right, let's take a break. More with Sharon Engel when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Senior homeowners have been feeling anxious about money lately. The good news is that you can do something about it now with Home Equity Release. Stop the worry and stay in your home. Find out how much money you can receive every month with a reverse mortgage.
I'm just one of 500,000 seniors that sleeps better at night.
It's true. A government-backed reverse mortgage stops the concern about money and keeps you self-reliant.
After Phil died, my Home Equity Release covered missing Social Security payments and kept me safely in our house. Maybe you should re-examine this government-insured program, too.
Be smart enough to look for yourself. Receive our new information kit when you qualify. Only Comfortable Retirement offers Home Equity Release, the new reverse mortgage program designed for active seniors.
Lock in the cash value of your biggest asset and maintain your independence.
After all your hard work, you're entitled to a comfortable retirement and never having a mortgage payment again.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
Championship courses and life's distractions fading away.
Join the area's best locals program, the Talon Club at Red Hawk.
This interview segment is sponsored by the Nevada Motor Transport Association.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Sharon Engel, the Republican candidate for U.S. Senate running against the Majority Leader of the United States, Harry Reid. You talked a moment ago about wanting to have the nation's borders sealed from illegal aliens and have the laws that we have currently in place enforced. Mm-hmm. The president recently signed the Southwest Border Security Bill, which will cost an additional $600 million to not only increase border security, it will also send 1,200 National Guard troops to the border. How much more should we spend and where should we spend?
Well, again, we're going back to those priorities. The A priority for our nation, and I think that's one of those things that we all agree on, is the common defense. And one of the most serious defenses that we have is securing our borders. We are a sovereign nation. We need to have sovereign borders. And we talk a lot about the southern border, but we have coastal borders as well as the northern borders. That's much the longest border. And we know that the terrorists even came across that northern border. So we have porous borders on all fronts. And really, that's one of our top priorities, should be to secure those borders. So when we're talking about cuts, the cuts should be made in places, like I said, where the government really shouldn't be involved in the first place, or it would be better done at the state level. And we need to keep our priorities straight, which is, first of all, the common defense.
Well, one of the things that many of us have talked about in the past is that it's almost impossible to have a completely porous border. So I guess my question to you be, how many illegals are too many? To you, 10,000 per year, 1,000 a year, 100, any? Because what kind of cost will we be spending as a country to make that kind of defense?
Well, I think that we've missed the point on illegal aliens from the beginning. We are a country that was founded on the rule of law. And so when we allow one segment of our population to violate the rule of law, or say that the law applies to everyone but not to you, what we've done is we've put our whole system of government in a very precarious place. And so what we need to do is go back to the fundamental foundations of our Constitution, which say that we are a sovereign nation with sovereign borders, that a law applies equally to everyone.
No, I understand that, but there's a cost involved. And that's the big question is, how much are you willing to spend for a government
spending? This is a top priority for national spending, is to secure our borders, is to make sure that we have a common defense. And the places that we should be cutting are those B and C priorities, where the government shouldn't be involved, or they would be better done at the state levels.
Okay, let's take another break, and then we'll come back for another segment with Sharon Engel. She gets the whole show today right after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane. Let's get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Escape to the country without even leaving your living room. All thanks to the Paula Deen Collection at RC Willey. I just love the warm colors and cozy textures. It makes it so easy to create a homey environment in your entire home. One piece or one room at a time. When it comes to casual, there's no place more comfortable. Shop the entire collection at RC Willey now, where you can make your home your way.
iMasters is the smart choice for back to school. Get two complete pair of glasses starting at only $99. Two for you, or share a pair. Even make the second pair sunglasses. Choose from thousands of exciting frames. No-line bifocals are two pair for just $149. Make the second pair of these sunglasses. Two complete pair of kid or adult glasses in the hottest new styles starting at only $99. Hurry in now and save. iMasters. Why pay more?
Getting the best in local news anytime, anywhere is now as easy as this. The News 4 iPhone app. You can get up-to-the-minute headlines, check the weather, watch featured stories, or even pull newscasts. Just another way News 4 is dedicated to getting you the information you want to know. Just search KRNV in the App Store. Don't have an iPhone? Check out MyNews4 Mobile.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Sharon Engel. She's a Republican candidate for United States Senate, running against Senator Reid. I've got a couple of quick responses I'd like to get from you. This was an email from a viewer said, I'm inclined to support Sharon Engel, but I cannot do so until she answers an important question. The question, your habit of linking politics to your Christian faith makes me feel like you do not respect secular opinion or the secular nature of our republic. I am a Republican and an atheist. Do you want my vote? Do you respect and can you respect the 15% of Americans who identify their religious affiliation as none?
You know, I didn't make this an issue. Harry Reid did. And the reason is because he can't talk about what the real issues are, which is our economy,
okay,
our homes,
but
and our jobs.
Would you answer our viewers' question?
I'm just talking to this specific
viewer. No, I understand, but your commercials can carry this part.
Well, what I'm saying is that Harry Reid is trying to distract and distort and take it off into all kinds of areas. This has never been an issue in any other campaign until now. Harry Reid wants to talk about this. Harry Reid says that he can't separate his Mormon values from his politics.
All right,
I've never said that.
Because we're limited on time.
So
please answer the question.
I did.
So you would welcome his support?
Certainly, certainly. I'm very Reaganist in all of this. If we agree 80% of the time, we are friends. And what I'm trying to point out is that my message has always been the same, our economy, our jobs, and our homes.
Okay, let's go to another one. A New York Times article today, it seemed very fair to me. Quoting Danny Tarkanian, Reid had no chance to win before. One of the Republicans, Tarkanian, who lost to Miss Engel, he has a shot to win now. He could still lose, but I have to say he's favored. Does that surprise you? Because Danny Tarkanian has been a big supporter of yours.
He's a big supporter. I have to tell you that Danny has called me several times and said, you know, they're twisting my words. So I'm not even certain exactly how that quote really was intended, nor what the context of the quote is.
All right, let's move on to another. Mm-hmm. You and Harry Reid agree that there shouldn't be a Muslim cultural center a couple of blocks from Ground Zero. Mm-hmm. How does that square with you being a strict constitutionalist?
You know, with rights come responsibility. I give up my rights sometimes all the time, you know, as far as what's important and the sensibilities of others. Just like when I get on Southwest Airlines, it's my right to get on in the 13th seat. But I'll tell you, some of our soldiers came in the other night and I gave way. I gave up my rights so that they could get on the plane ahead of me. I will also give up my rights when it's something that is very dear and sensitive and very important to our country, that we give up those rights. We have rights, but we also have responsibility.
Well, let me ask you this. How far away, if they want to build a center, should it be from Ground Zero? Should it be 4 blocks? Should it be 8 blocks? Should it be a mile? How close would it be appropriate in your mind to be able to have a cultural center or a mosque?
You know, we talked about this again. They have a perfect right to build anywhere that they own the property. That's the Constitution. Again, they need to be sensitive to the culture. They need to be sensitive to what happened on 9/11 and understand that this is one of those moments in American history that's very, very heartfelt for all of us.
But
so they just need to be sensitive.
Right, but how close realistically do you think it should be?
I think that depends on their sensitivity to the culture where they're building, and that's truly up to those to us here in America. We'll let them know.
Is it based on a local decision, though?
It's partly based on local, but this is a national issue. They didn't just attack New York. They attacked us.
But you are separating, are you not, the attackers who attack this country and Muslims in this country in general?
The attack, yes, was about terrorist attack, but the site that they attacked is symbolic to all Americans.
Right, of, but I'm just trying to clarify your position on Muslims in general. I mean, what I'm asking
Well, we
is,
have the First Amendment, and everyone has the right to worship as they please, including your fellow that said, I'm an atheist. He has that right under our Constitution. I'm just saying with the right comes the responsibility to be sensitive to others' rights.
Senator Ensign introduced you to the Republican Senatorial Caucus.
Yes.
After your remarks about his behavior at the time, I was surprised to see you welcome his support.
He was very open and generous to me. You know, if you're 80% with me, we're friends, we agree, and I take the support of everyone.
Okay, and potentially he could be under indictment. Would you still welcome his support?
You know, these are things that I've always said, that Senator Ensign is going to have to deal with his situation, and that's not for me to judge.
Well, you did judge at the time, though.
I was asked about the situation, and I said at the time how I felt about that. That was not a judgment. Judgment, I believe, in our country carries consequence. I'm not there to tell what the consequence of his action should be. I just said how I felt about his actions. And when we start to talk about this again, it is people are coming from all quarters to support Sharon Angle. I welcome their support. It doesn't mean that I necessarily agree with everything they say.
Okay, last question. Are you disappointed that Senator Mitch McConnell won't come to Nevada to campaign for you?
No, that's a protocol. He explained it to me when I was there in Washington. I'm quite fine with the protocols of Washington. He said that it's been for years the protocol that you don't campaign like that.
All right. We've offered to your campaign and to Senator Reid's campaign that you are both welcome to come on once a month onto this program, mm-hmm. so we can actually get into in depth with this campaign. And so we thank you so much for being here today. And we
thank you for that invitation.
You're very welcome. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
On the next Face to Face, it's time for school, but how will Nevada's students, teachers, and parents cope with education budgets whittled to the bone? We'll talk with some educators about that and what they expect when lawmakers meet next year. That's next on Face to Face.
This car is our tour bus. It's the most economically sound thing to do.
We put 100,000 miles on this car in like 2 years.
I think we could go on a bunch more tours in this car.
While the value of a Toyota may last, the amazing deals and great selection won't during Toyota's national clearance event. Lease a new 2010 Corolla for $169 per month, or get 0% financing for 60 months, or choose $1,000 cash back, plus our great maintenance plan. Toyota, value to move you forward.
If you're looking for work, to Sharon Angle, that's tough luck.
As your U.S. senator, I'm not in the business of creating jobs.
If you depend on Social Security and Medicare, to Sharon Angle, that's tough luck.
We need to phase Medicare and Social Security out.
Asked if she would have saved City Center and 22,000 jobs, Sharon Angle said,
no, I would not.
Sharon Angle, no plan, no jobs, no Social Security, no Medicare, just tough luck.
No matter where news happens, the News 4 SkyCam Network has you covered. With the largest camera network covering our area 24 hours a day, rely on News 4 to bring you the news as it happens. When there's breaking news, only the News 4 SkyCam Network shows you what's going on around northern Nevada, getting you the information you need to know. From severe weather to traffic and wildfires, count on the News 4 SkyCam Network, keeping you safe.
The News 4 iPhone app. You can get up-to-the-minute headlines, check the weather, watch featured stories, or even pull newscasts. Just search KRNV in the App Store. Don't have an iPhone? Check out My News 4 Mobile.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On our next broadcast, Congresswoman Shelley Berkley will be here. A lively discussion. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.